Chapter 10. Everyone wants a treehouse. We're about to walk over to Tom's. It turns out he lives just down the street from the royal court. But then a boy appears at the palace gate. "Tom! Hi!" Bree says, smiling. "Just the person I wanted to see." Tom is about her age, 15, and very cute. He has wavy, light brown hair and freckles on his nose. "You're just the person I wanted to see, too," he says with a laugh, "which is why I came to visit."
"Hi, Tom!" Felix calls out, bounding over to him. "I have a new friend named Jonah. His horsey backs are better than yours."
"Better than mine? No way!" Tom exclaims, pretending to be shocked. "He'll have to give me a horsey back lesson." Jonah puffs up with pride.
"Tom, meet my friends Abby and Jonah," Bree says. "They're commoners, too."
Tom grins. "Nice to meet you, fellow commoners. We should get matching commoner shirts made." Jonah and I laugh. I like Tom. He is funny.
"I have great news," Bree announces, her eyes sparkling. "I found the spindle."
Tom's face falls. "Where?"
"In the West Tower. Can you believe it?"
"But what happened? How come you're not asleep?"
"Wait, I know. Did you have too many cups of tea this morning?"
She laughs.
"Of course not. The whole thing is complicated, but basically another girl touched it first, and now she's asleep instead of me."
"That is great news," Tom exclaims. "So you're not going to sleep?"
he says hopefully. "No, I am," Bree says, "or I will be. We just have to get a fairy to fix the spell."
His face falls again. "So you still want to sleep for 100 years?
"Of course I do," she says with a wave of her hand. "I'm not giving up that easily. It's my destiny. If I don't sleep for 100 years, I'll never meet my prince."
Tom kicks a stone with the toe of his shoe. "Of course, of course. You've got to meet your prince, the hero who saved you from the curse, the best prince ever," he grumbles.
"Exactly," Bree says, failing to notice that Tom doesn't sound excited. "That's why we were on our way to your house. Do you know where Chasne the fairy lives?"
He hesitates. "Yeah," he says eventually. Bree smiles. I'm shocked to realize that it's the first time I've seen her smile since I've met her. Why doesn't she smile more? Is she that unhappy? She has a nice smile. I didn't realize she has a dimple on her left cheek.
"Can you show us the way?" she asks.
"I guess I can," he says, sounding pretty unhappy himself. I get it. If Robin or Frankie wanted to sleep for 100 years, my feelings would be hurt too. Best friends are supposed to want to spend time with you, not never see you again. "It's far, though," Tom adds. "We're going to need horses."
"Let's go to the stable," Bree says.
She motions to me, Jonah, and Tom, but then she blocks Felix with her arm.
"You're not coming with us."
Felix juts out his chin.
"Yes, I am. If you don't let me, I'm telling Mom and Dad that you're trying to find Chasne."
She sighs. "Fine. You're so annoying. Come on." The stable is between the south and west towers. Bree gestures toward the stalls. "Pick whichever you want." There are about 20 horses, all neighing, all smelly. Bree, I ask, aren't we all getting on one horse? That's what we did when we were in the story of Snow White. We all climbed on one gigantic horse that took us around. Bree saddles one of the horses.
"Why would we do that?"
"No, we'll each take our own. You know how to ride, don't you?"
"Yes," Jonah declares.
"You do not," I snap. "We don't."
"I'm sure it's not that hard,"
Jonah says, jumping on his toes. And I mean toes, literally, since he still has no shoes on, only socks with holes in them.
"It's easy," Bree says. You don't have horses in Smithville? How do you get places?
Our parents drive us in cars, which are carriages with no horses. Or if we're on our own, we take our bikes, Jonah says.
She leans in eagerly. What's a bike?
It's a seat on two wheels. You pedal to make it move.
That is so cool, Bree says. I wish I had a bike. I bet there'll be bikes when I wake up from my 100-year sleep.
I notice that Tom frowns when she says this.
Could be, I say, but what are we going to do right now?
You're going to get on pedals, Bree says. That's petals, not pedals.
Although, maybe we should change it to make life more exciting around here.
I don't know. In my opinion, life is pretty exciting around here as it is.
Bree places a stool on the ground next to a horse. She motions for me to step up on the stool and helps me up onto petals/pedals saddled back.
If Felix can do it, so can you.
Felix is already on a horse, wooden spoon in hand.
There's a good boy,
Bree purrs to petals/pedals.
My breath catches in my throat as I try to steady myself.
Do not be afraid. Also, do not fall off.
Petals/pedals doesn't look so scary. He's kind of cute. His mane is chocolate brown and silky looking. I just wish he were closer to the ground. I carefully, oh so carefully, reach out to pet him. Aw, he's soft.
Hello, sweetie, I say. You're not so scary, are you?
Nay, he roars.
I close my eyes and scream.
You'll be fine, Bree assures me. I'm right beside you. I slowly unclench my eyes. Everyone else is already on horses, staring at me.
Ready, I say, pasting on a grin. I am holding onto the reins so tight, my knuckles have turned white.
Off we go,
Tom calls back. He leads the way. We trot through the opening of the gate and onto a dirt road. We pass other, smaller houses as we ride. Most of them have rose gardens, too, but none are as colorful or as plentiful as the gardens at court. The clouds are gray, but at least it doesn't rain.
A bee buzzes by my head.
I'm not sure which animal I'm more afraid of, the bee or the horse. One is huge, one is tiny. Both are scary. 30 minutes later, Tom motions for us to pull up outside a group of massive trees.
We're here,
he says, jumping off his horse.
Thank goodness. I look around. I don't see a house.
Jonah squints.
Is it an invisible house?
I bet they'll have invisible houses in the future, Bree says wistfully.
Look up. Tom gestures toward the foliage. Nestled above us in the tree branches is a house. A tree house.
Oh, wow,
Jonah says. I have to agree. It is the coolest looking tree house I've ever seen. The walls, floors, and roof of the treehouse are made of glass. Yes, glass! We can see right inside the house. I make out two purple chairs, a metal table, and even what looks like a yellow beanbag chair.
I want to live there, Jonah says dreamily.
Bree jumps off her horse.
How do we get up?
Tom points to a rope ladder that's dangling from the door.
We climb.
Awesome!
Squeals Jonah.
Jonah! Horsey back!
Felix calls. Jonah crouches.
Okay, get on.
Is my brother crazy? I think he is.
Jonah, you cannot horsey back someone up a rope ladder. That's just not safe.
He waves my worry away.
You heard the kid. I'm really good at horsey backing. And it's not that hard. I climb things all the time.
He does go rock climbing with Mom on the weekends, but he doesn't rock climb while a 3-year-old boy holds on to his neck and hits him with a wooden spoon.
Not happening, I say. I'm the older sister, and I'm the boss.
You are not, And so, horsey back! Horsey back! Chants Felix.
I'll stay with Felix, Tom offers.
You sure?
I peer up at the rope ladder. It shudders in the breeze.
Because I really don't mind skipping this one.
Girls are gross!
Yells Felix. Never mind, then. I guess Tom stays and I climb.
Follow me!
Jonah calls and hurls himself toward the swaying rope ladder. Before I can even say, be careful, he's at the top, standing on a ledge. A teeny tiny ledge. I wish he had on a helmet. I wish I had on a helmet. I wish I had on a parachute. Bree climbs up the rope and onto the ledge next, and then it's my turn.